Our New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 1 through 34. And I'll begin reading. In the meantime, when so many thousands of the people had gathered together that they were trampling one another, he began to say to his disciples first, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do, but I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man also will acknowledge before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you might say." Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do, for I have nowhere to store my crops?' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and then there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for him and is not rich toward God.' And he said to his disciples, 'Therefore, I will tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you more than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat, and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fall, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And may God bless the reading of this word. Right before chapter 12, you have Jesus pronouncing a series of woes against the Pharisees. And you have the Pharisees trying to destroy Jesus' ministry. And this leads into chapter 12, where Jesus says, "Do not be like the Pharisees, for they are hypocrites." The Pharisees were the teachers of the law. They of all people should have known that they were to look into heaven above for their hope and not towards the things below. But they were hypocrites. And we know they were hypocrites because our Lord said they were hypocrites. But what does Jesus say instead? Well, if we were to not be like the Pharisees, what are we supposed to be like? We're supposed to not have fear. Why? Because Jesus has given us the kingdom. Jesus has promised that he will raise us up on the last day in a new heavens and a new earth where we might enjoy the presence of the Lord forever and ever. And there's a story in between illustrating the sort of man that is earthly minded. He wants to divide spoils with a brother, and he's trying to use Jesus as the arbiter. But Jesus will not be involved in those earthly entanglements. Jesus says, he gives the parable of the rich fool. He says, don't store your possessions, because those possessions are going to go away. And in fact, if you focus on those earthly things, you will be called a fool by God and be sent into hell. So do not fear those who can kill the body, but fear him who can kill the soul. But he ends on a note of comfort. He points to nature. Here he points to ravens, though I'm sure we can see many street birds who can take care of themselves just fine. And he says, if the Lord can take care of these ravens, and they are irrelevant, they're sold in the shops for one or two shekels, how much more important are you, his flock, the elect? How much more important are you? Seek the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. And then Jesus finishes by saying, and it is the Father's will that you would seek the kingdom. And so I will end with this. Seek the kingdom and do not fear the body, because the kingdom has already been given to you, because God has given you his spirit and has raised you with Jesus Christ in the heavenly places.
Let's bow in prayer. Father, we praise you for providing everything for us in the salvation of our souls and the redemption of our bodies on that last day of the resurrection, and on even in our present lives. You supply all that we need for body and soul. And we praise you for that attention that you give us and that constant intervention in your providence that you carry out. And we thank you, Father, for the answers to prayer you have granted so many in this congregation in recent months. We think of Becky's husband coming from Africa. We praise you for answering our prayers and bringing him despite many obstacles. We thank you for supplying him with work so quickly. And we praise you, Father, that you have shown yourself to be compassionate and tender and caring of your people and one who hears their cries and answers. We praise you for that. And Father, we think of Phyllis, and we thank you for helping her move to Springfield. We know that was a very traumatic change in her life, and we pray that you would sustain her and enable her to adjust, enable her to find the right solution for her dog to get along in her apartment there. And we do uphold her, Father, and ask that you would integrate her into that congregation that she's joining in Springfield and cause them to be loving and helpful to her and enable her to use her gifts in that among that congregation. And we thank you for answering our prayers concerning her move. And Father, we lift up to you the Barnes family and ask that you would grant them safety in their return home this week. And we thank you for the time that you gave Andrew and Dina together without the boys around. And we pray that you would bring them back refreshed and energized and strengthened. We do ask that you would grant healing to Dina and give her the strength to do the work that you've called her to and that she desires to do. Father, we praise you that Karen is here today, and thank you for the recovery that you've granted her to this point. We ask that the next surgery would be successful and that you would grant her a full recovery from that. And Father, you know that our dear ones, the McQuashes, are still looking for a house. We pray that you would help them to find the right one that would have what they need as a family and be affordable for them. And we pray that you would direct them to that place and give them courage to move forward and wisdom to complete the transaction. And we pray that you would protect them from any that would want to deceive them or take advantage of them. And we ask that you would kindly provide for them in those things. And for Becky and John, you know they're still needing a car. We pray that you would provide that in your kind providence. Father, we think of the war that still goes on in South Sudan and the many people who are suffering there, hunger and constant danger and discomfort. We pray that you would bring peace to that nation and protect the loved ones of those in our congregation. And show yourself to be the God of peace and the one who directs nations and lifts up some and puts down others. We pray that you would bring resolution and even justice where there has been great sin and atrocity. And comfort those who are here and can only read and imagine what is happening to their dear ones in Africa. Father, we thank you again for the mediator you have given us in Jesus Christ and his constant intercession for us. We pray that our worship of him would be worthy of his great name, that our praise as we sing it would be heartfelt and spirit-filled, and that we would have no distracting thoughts, but be entirely engaged in praising and worshiping him and hearing his word in as you have promised that your word, your truth, will sanctify your people. So bring that about among us today as we hear your word once again. Give us ears to hear and open these ears up and enable us to hear our Lord Jesus speaking through the Scriptures and impress on our hearts your truth in saving ways and in sanctifying ways by your Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.